This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
7 minutes past the hour. Merry Christmas. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. And Dougie is coming back. He is traveling back from his trip this week in Israel. So the ladies are in charge today. Watch out. There's not something wrong with your radio. This is not a test. But we will be holding it down for Dougie. And ladies, Merry Christmas. Are you ready? This is like we're at Christmas Eve Eve now.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm mostly excited this year just for the food. I was thinking about it last night. It's so crazy, but I was wrapping presents last night, and we kind of scaled back this year. Like, we're just doing, you know, it's really more about just family stuff, and we have a lot coming up in 2017 that we're planning. So we just are just
like
saving some money. Yeah. So we're saving some money while we're planning a wedding. But, I'm just so excited to see my family and to just chill out, and I love that Christmas Eve and Christmas are on a weekend, which is so nice. It feels like double Christmas this year, you know, as opposed to, like, you know, only getting like a Monday or whatever. I love it.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about, maybe later this hour, we'll talk about some of our Christmas traditions and what's going on with all of us, and also get some of your traditions, too. I always think that's kind of the coolest part of Christmas, is seeing what people still do that they do year after year after year. So we'll do that this hour. But first, let's get to the news. Some good news, actually. That attack at that Berlin Christmas market was horrible. It left many people dead, more than that injured. Well, officials in Berlin were looking for this Tunisian national who was driving this truck into the crowd. And originally they thought they had gotten this guy. They thought they'd picked up the Pakistani national. They had him in custody, and then they realized, uh-oh, wrong guy. They found this Tunisian's his ID in the truck, and they started this manhunt that expanded to Italy. Well, now it's been confirmed that that suspect was shot dead in Milan. So he has been caught and taken care of, I guess, ladies.
Dealt with,
exactly. And, you know, this Christmas market is, it's a very European concept, and I know they do these in New York, too, Victoria, because I've been through a few of them in Central Park, where they do, you know, artisan items, they do snacks, sausages, pastries, mulled wines, and it's really this symbol of Christmas, of Christianity, and that had to make it even more of a high-value target to this person who was inspired, clearly, by ISIS.
Yeah. You know, I didn't even think of the Christianity aspect of it. I was just thinking it's a crowded area and tourism. It's so funny that you say that. I really didn't even think about that, but you're right. I'm sure that was a huge motivator.
Yeah, so good news. Good news. I'm sure that must make people feel better, take a little bit of a breath of relief. It's interesting how Europe, I mean, you can go from country to country. Can you imagine someone that would do an attack this size in the States and try to cross over into Canada or into Mexico? In Europe, the borders are just so free that he ended up going from Germany into Italy and not catching much attention there. So,
and that was the whole point of Brexit, right? I mean, they want to tighten up these borders. They don't want that freedom, right? That
was, I think, kind of, so, like, yeah. I mean, the point of Brexit was that, I mean, a couple of reasons. People will always speculate as to why that actually happened. But, yeah, I think the primary one is to not be forced to take a certain number of refugees from the European Union, number one. And number two, to tighten up your own border security, which in a perfect world, I think we all understand, yes, it would be great to be able to go freely back and forth. But sadly, in our culture right now, there need to be safety checks and balances. So,
Yeah.
Also going on, Ivanka Trump and her kids. She was on a plane with her husband, Jared Kushner, her three children. She boarded a JetBlue flight, which is, by the way, a story into itself, Victoria.
I was wondering what airline, because I only saw a glimpse of the story last night.
It was
night.
JetBlue. And they were flying coach.
Where were they going?
They were going to Florida.
Okay.
JFK to Florida. And she was in a middle seat flying coach on JetBlue.
Wow.
And I'm looking at a picture, and she looks very normal. She looks like the rest of us on a plane. At least
she does.
Coach.
I think she is really, I mean, I think she is really normal. I like Ivanka, and I think that she's just like a typical girl that, you know, that I see all the time in New York City. And I think that, you know, unfortunately, this is a terrible story. But go ahead, Jen, give the details in case
people
don't know.
All right, so Ivanka, her husband, Jared Kushner, the three kids, they get on board a JetBlue flight to Florida, and they were confronted by a passenger who I think we could probably describe as pretty hostile. He was yelling at her, yelling at her about her dad, complaining that she should be flying private and not on their JetBlue flight. This man was named later after this incident, after he got kicked off the flight by JetBlue officials, as Daniel Goldstein. TMZ broke this and reported it. He said, quote, "Why is she on our flight? She should be flying private." He said, "Your father is ruining the country." All the while, his husband is following him with a cell phone, tweeting and making this go viral. So it had the flavoring, basically, of a setup. But for me, take the politics aside of someone attacking you for your politics in, you know, on a flight. And Ivanka, by the way, trying to distract her kids so that they don't get upset hearing this man yell at her,
yeah,
is playing with them with crayons and their coloring. Do public people have an expectation of privacy at some point in their life? Or because you choose to be a public figure, do you just have to realize that this is a fact of life and you just have to put up with it? And I thought that was kind of an interesting wrinkle to this story. And I'll start with you, Victoria. Do you think if you go into politics or you go into the media, do you have a right to expect some privacy?
We live in such a weird time right now. I think that if this was any other year, maybe, I don't think this would have happened. And if someone had disagreed with her father's politics, and these are not her politics, these are her, it's her father that this guy was upset with. I don't think that it would have gone down the way that it did if it was any other year. You know, there are plenty of people who can't stand Obama, but they're not attacking his daughters, you know, and granted, they're a little more, they have more security and, you don't really see them out that often.
Right.
But let's go with Chelsea Clinton. People haven't, I don't know of a story where someone did this to Chelsea Clinton if, you know, people didn't like Hillary. So I think unfortunately this is an isolated incident because of the contentious times that we live in right now. But, you know, anytime you're in the public eye, I mean, I've seen so many things where, you know, the housewives of wherever have been on planes and people have called them dumb bees and screamed
right
at them and, you know, you're ruining society and things like that. So I think anytime you go into that, you just, unfortunately, you just have to accept it and expect it.
Well, you know, we have to take a break here, but let's get your calls. Kara, I want to know what you think, but also all of you out there, let us know what you think. Should this be surprising? Should public figures expect some privacy? Or when you are the daughter of the president, of president-elect, or you put yourself into the public spotlight, both of these things Ivanka has done, by the way. She's a celebrity sort of in her own right, but yes, you're right. You know, Victoria, she is the daughter of the president-elect.
She's the first daughter. I mean,
correct.
You know.
So,
She at least deserves more respect than that, for sure.
Right. Does she have the right to anticipate privacy, or is this just going to be par for the course? Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 888-302-DOUG. 888-302-DOUG. We'll tackle that up ahead. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara. Dougie out, and we'll be right back at 14 past the hour.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. It's the perfect time for last-minute gifts. So give their favorite scent with $29.99 fragrance gift sets or a cozy night's sleep. Junior sleep sets are just $19.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/11 through 24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Holiday gifts under $100? Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg's got them.
A sturdy OtterBox mobile phone case. The universe case system for iPhones with separate accessories that attach to bikes, tripods, lenses, and extra memory.
For fitness enthusiasts, sweat and waterproof headsets you can even wear in the pool.
LG Force Bluetooth headsets for amazing audio or phone calls. They have wraparound earpieces, swappable earbuds, and an adjustable strap, so they won't fall out whether you're running or doing yoga. $99.
Also waterproof, Instrumental Beauty's Sonic Touch Cleansing System.
The secret, unique micro-pulsating action combined with stimulating silicone cleansing points. Just $34.99 at Rite Aid.
Stocking stuffers or hostess gift?
Yardley London Botanical Bath Bars, made with pure extracts and essential oils since 1770. The English Lavender Bar for a luxurious bath or a fragrance sachet. The Oatmeal and Almond Bar exfoliates and soothes dry skin. $1.49 at drug and grocery stores.
More at videopump.tv.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I know, ladies, this song is a little Bill Cosby-ish when he puts a little something in her drink. But it's one of my favorites. I absolutely love it. It is 18 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria. Dougie is flying back from Israel. Victoria, Kara, and I are holding things down. We're talking about this story that broke yesterday. Ivanka Trump and her husband and their three kids were on a JetBlue flight. There's the buried lead. Not traveling private on that JetBlue flight when a man and his husband, and I guess, by the way, he's clutching his baby as he's doing all of this, goes up to Ivanka, starts shouting at her that she should be flying private, that she
Which
should
is
not
a
be
dumb
flying
thing to say.
Well, yeah,
right.
am I the only one who thinks that she's more normal? Like, I like her more because she's flying on coach. That makes
In
her more of a real person.
Seat. I know.
Yeah.
And he said that her father, quote, is ruining the country. Now, the guy was identified as Daniel Goldstein. He was asked to leave the JetBlue flight. He was followed by his husband, who is a Hunter College professor, Matthew Lasner. He said he and his husband were kicked off the flight after Goldstein expressed displeasure about flying with Trump. Now, I don't, you know, JetBlue has actually been accused of being sort of more on the left. I think we take the politics out of this. There are a couple things that play. Number one, when do people get a little bit of downtime and more of some private time, even if they're public figures? And number two, isn't it, ladies, sort of like a safety concern now to start being,
yes.
I mean, there's definitely a code of conduct when you fly, and that includes not acting like a crazy person.
Oh, yeah.
So, Kara, what do you think about
all
this?
I think that if you do anything out of the ordinary on a plane, if you make any kind of, you know, loud remarks or you're screaming or making any kind of interruption like that, then you can be expected to get kicked off. I just, other people are paying to be there and they don't want to deal with that, and they
right.
shouldn't have to.
Yeah, and I think, Victoria, you brought up a good point. It's not necessarily, I mean, I think if you're right, people, the news media would have gone nuts had this been like the Clinton kid or the Obama girls, basically.
Well, either way, I mean, no one deserves that, but where was the Secret Service?
She doesn't have Secret Service protection yet.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dougie is on a plane coming back from Israel, and this is Shania Twain. As Dougie would say, Kara, crank it up. Shania Twain released an album. She was a gigantic megastar, as this article calls her. I think that's appropriate. Yeah. One of the best-selling female artists in history. Shania is actually gearing up to release her fifth studio album in late spring of 2017. She said, quote, "I'm so overdue," when she was talking to Entertainment Weekly.
You think, Shania?
Yeah. She said, "I feel like I just need to keep making albums now." She's 51 years old. She completed the successful two-year Las Vegas residency that she had. Shania is still the one in 2014, and she did a tour in 2015 called Rock This Country, which is like one of her songs. And so now she's decided that she's going to go back in and release this album. And ladies, I actually had the opportunity to see her on that 2015 Rock This Country tour.
Mm-hmm.
She looks so good.
She really does.
She sounds so good. She's dancing all over the place. It's a really high energy tour, and she's definitely not done yet.
Her voice is so great still, too. I mean, she's not old by any means, but, you know, after 14 years, if you're not taking care of your voice, sometimes, you know, people make a comeback and it's not the same. But I think that she's been doing enough all along. She probably still sounds amazing.
Now, typically when it comes to musical flavors, I tend to be the one that likes the country music. And I know, Victoria and Carrie, you're definitely more on the poppy, rocky, even some alternative side of things. Did you, when Shania was in her peak, did you ever, I mean, this is one of them. This is Don't Impress Me Much. It's one of whatever, huge hit. Did you ever pay attention to Shania? Or because I think she had crossover appeal, but I'm the country fan, so my perspective is
100%. I feel like she was universal, at least for women. And I mean, men probably thought she was hot.
Oh yeah, she was hot. Well, she still is.
Well, yeah, but no, I loved all of her big hits that she had.
Yeah, I didn't go deep. I didn't do any like deep cuts, but anything that crossed. Yeah, everything that crossed over, I liked, and I thought that she was kind of a badass. I liked her.
And don't forget, I think it was this song, actually, that had that sort of iconic video with it where she was wearing the leopard print cape with the hood, which was kind of cool. I think everybody sort of has that burned into their brain.
Yeah.
But
I think she had some fashion moments that inspired a lot of people, too.
Absolutely. And a lot of people forget her story because it happened a long time ago. And so, you know, gosh, we're so fickle. We hear these celebrity dramas and then we forget about them. But she was married to, I mean, really a legendary music producer. His name was Mutt Lange, or is Mutt Lange. He's still alive. Shouldn't talk about him like he's dead. And then he cheated on her, but he didn't just cheat on her with, you know, random girl that he meets. Oh, no, he cheats on her with her best friend.
Oh,
and the best friend and her husband are carrying on this relationship. And so they find, both the best friend's husband and Shania find out about it. They leave their spouses, and then they start comforting each other. And during that process, they fall in love.
So now you've got a Hallmark movie.
It is, right? Mutt Lange. You've got Mutt Lange with the best friend and Shania with the best friend's husband. I'm not sure if Mutt and the best friend are even together. I wonder if they deserve
each other if they still are.
Right?
I mean, how do you do that to your best girlfriend? How do you do that?
I don't understand it. Or, you know, first of all, how do you do it to your wife? But then you're right. How do you do it to your best friend?
Right.
Pretty amazing. All right, if you want to get this album, the album will drop in 2017. No specific release date yet, but we will keep an eye on it. Shania Twain, Billboard's Woman in Music 2016. She got an honor for that this year. It's 28 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now what? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Everything that has happened to you in your life has already happened. Good, bad, happy, sad, scary, peaceful, heartbreaking, or indifferent, the past is gone. There is nothing you can do, say, or wish that will ever get even 1 second of your life back. So really, really the only question for you at this point, for this exact moment, is this. Now what? What's done is done. What's gone is gone. Life hurts sometimes. Life is filled with joy sometimes. But eventually, joy or pain, all things emotional and all things experience will change. And for you, and for me, and for everyone else, the one overriding question that needs to ring in our ears is, now what? Because when you can figure that out, you'll learn how to best handle the obstacles and challenges that are right in front of you. For more on handling it all, subscribe to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, Ibotta, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. Ibotta. This holiday, you've gotta Ibotta.
Lights, glamour, action. It's time to get holiday ready. Burlington has the latest styles to help your family shine all season long. The headliners this holiday? Glitz and glam are in demand. Metallics, rose gold, and subtle sparkle kick up your look day or night. Turn heads in sweaters and dresses with cold shoulder details. Plus, we've got everything to deck out your home for the holidays. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Was number two on the Jennifer Horn's favorite Christmas hits list. It's Brenda Lee rocking around the Christmas tree. We are celebrating Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and to yours and to usins and you ones and all of usins. From On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria. Dougie is on a plane coming back from Israel. Kara Schillen at the controls today. And ladies, are you all done with your shopping? Because this is about the time when people hit that panic button and realize that they only have a few days left to get their presents packaged and wrapped and purchased, of course.
Yeah, I still have a few last minute things, like some gift cards and things like that. But other than that, I think I'm pretty much set. I'm just more concerned because I'm cooking Christmas dinner. So like I'm trying to, you know, we have to travel down to my parents' house in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So we have to pack some food that I'm going to make before we go. Like today, I'm making my first foray into the world of homemade marshmallows. So I hope that doesn't blow up in my kitchen. But I need my KitchenAid mixer to do it, so like I have to. I'm more concerned about the food than the gifts.
Well, let's chat about Christmas traditions and what's actually going on. I mean, by the way, Dougie's gone. It's a Friday, and it's Christmas Eve Eve, so we can break format a little bit. The story here, by the way, to give you a little ray of hope, if you haven't finished your Christmas shopping yet, the National Retail Federation is saying that purchases online and in stores may exceed the 3.6 uptick it initially forecasted for the holiday season. I know I spent a little bit more this year than I have in years past, but if you waited a little bit longer, Friday, you start to see a lot of deep cuts and discounts for those merchants that are trying, the retailers trying to bring in those last-minute shoppers. So it's almost like a Black Friday Part 2 starting today. So it's good news. It's the silver lining if you haven't gotten all of your presents purchased yet. But, okay, so Victoria, you are cooking for the family. Your family's in the Jersey Shore, right? That's where you're headed?
Yes, yes. So my mom's doing a traditional Christmas Eve dinner, like turkey and all that, and then I'm doing my brother. It's just the six of us for a sit-down dinner on Christmas. So it's my brother and his girlfriend, Louis, me, and my parents. And so I'm going to do like an Asian thing. We're doing seared tuna, which you gave me a great wine pairing for. Thank you. Jennifer's a sommelier.
Good.
People don't know that. So, yeah.
Did you go with the Beaujolais?
I think that's what I'm going to do, yeah. And lightly chilled, right? Like maybe in the fridge for an hour before?
Or not even 65 degrees.
65 yep. degrees, yeah. So we're going to mix it up a little bit this year, which is going to be fun.
You can tell that there are no kids involved because probably the Asian-themed Christmas will go away as soon as there are little ones running around.
It's a little rah-rah-rah
all the way.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Kara, what are you doing? Any traditions for you and your family?
Yeah, I mean, every year we pretty much just go to my grandfather's house. And it's, you know, that's like the meeting place that's in between everyone else's house. So we can all, you know, drive like an hour or so to get there. And then he's got like a huge tree in the living room. And so we take all of our presents and stick them all under the tree, and then we kind of sit around and open them together. And we always do youngest to oldest, so I always get to go first. Yeah.
Maybe I'll switch it up this year. Do you open your whole stack of presents, or do you guys go around the room?
No, we go around the room, and we always, you know, someone always volunteers to be, like, the Santa or the elf, and then they get the job of, like, passing the presents out one by one, mm-hmm. So everybody gets to go in a circle and open one by one. And we're going to my aunt and uncle's on Saturday, and my aunt, who married into the family, is Guatemalan, and so her whole family is Guatemalan, and they make the best food. It's not, like, your typical Christmas food that you would think of, but they have tables on tables of food, and it's amazing. I'm gonna be I'm gonna be 30 pounds heavier after this weekend, probably.
Just on Monday, right?
it'll be worth it.
Well, that sounds like fun. I'm going to be doing a lot of cooking this weekend. Traditionally, in my family, Christmas Eve was always the big holiday for us, and that my mom and dad would be the ones that would host Christmas Eve. And for me as a kid, I just I love it so much. I remember it was the one time really during the year I would spend a lot of time at my grandparents' house, which ultimately I ended up buying. That's where I live now after they passed away. But I spent a lot of time at my grandparents' house, and Christmas Eve was the day when they would come up to our house, and to have my grandma, I called her Mima, come up to my house, I mean, I was wall to wall. I was so excited. It was like the biggest deal to have her sit in my room and play. And my mom would always cook a meal. It was usually like a lasagna. It was always something a little different, because Christmas Day would of course be the big traditional turkey with all the trimmings at my dad's cousin's house. But Christmas Eve was always the fun one. So after my mom and dad split up, after my grandparents have passed away, I've kind of taken on the role of cooking Christmas Eve. And, you know, obviously family members move away and you have people coming in and out and things change, people's situations change. So we've sort of created like this misfit Christmas where a lot of friends of our family and then family members will come in, and I'm cooking a ham for everybody for like 20 people.
That's a big ham.
So it should be a lot of fun, and I make it. Yeah, and it is, by the way. I had to wait in line for it at Honeybaked for a long time.
Oh, really?
And I also make people sing Christmas carols. So I actually print out music packets that are, like, on the table. So after we eat dinner, we have Christmas karaoke, and it's fun.
Do you have a karaoke machine?
Let us know.
Do you have a karaoke machine?
I actually do have a karaoke machine at my house, but I usually leave it here because most people are a little shy. They don't want to get up to the mic after they've just had a big meal. So I found, like, if everybody just kind of sings the songs around the table, it's a little better. So yeah.
Nice.
So let us know what you do, your family traditions. You can do that on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show. You can tweet us. We're on Twitter at DJV Show, or you can call us 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-DOUG. Let us know how you are celebrating the holidays. I feel like we need some sci-fi music. Are robots taking all the jobs in the U.S.? The White House thinks so. We'll give you the story next. It's 41 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 12/24/16. See a Staples associate for details.
Ready for girls' night out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about girls' night out at Ulta Beauty? It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our list. And ourselves, too. Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte eyeshadow palettes, limited edition Philosophy bath sets, or Hot Tools curling irons. Best girls' night ever. Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. This holiday season, swap your store-bought decorations for something inspired by the outdoors.
Icicle lights and mesh decorations are out. Instead, try making your own decor that's classic, natural, and simple. We love to bring the beauty of nature into our home by using live greenery. Purchase fresh mistletoe or evergreens from your local home improvement store or nursery. Bundle together using ribbon and place atop your mantle or at the center of your table. We like to add plaid accents for a festive touch.
For our holiday supplies, we use our Bank of America card cash rewards credit card because we earn 1% cash back on every purchase. We also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mr. Roboto, our biggest fears are coming true. It is on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Dougie on a plane, Kara Schillen at the controls, and all right. maybe it's time to panic. The White House has now said that robots are coming for our jobs. A new report says artificial intelligence is surpassing the abilities of humans in certain tasks, and some industries need to prepare for a shift, particularly those that include driving for a living. The report notes that jobs at most risk are those that are more easily automated. These jobs can disproportionately affect people with less education. While the White House doesn't have a timeline for predicted job loss, it estimates that a little more than 80% of certain driving jobs could be impacted as technology improves. Just as an example, the U.S. had 168,000 plus total transit and intercity bus drivers in May 2014. The government predicts 101,000 to 168,000 of those could be threatened in years to come. So, Victoria and Kara, we talked a lot. We talk a lot about on the show about technology. We talk a lot about Google and the self-driving car. Is this, how does this change the workforce? Are more people going to be sitting at home watching Larry H. Parker commercials and how to become a dental assistant in their living room? Or will we just come up with new ways to put people to work?
Well, it, you know, I think it's easy to say that this may change what kids in college study and what they major in. And, you know, obviously, if you know that, but that's an easier fix because that's the educated sector of society. But the dangerous thing about what the White House was warning yesterday about the robots is that this is going to take the more uneducated workers out of the workforce. And it's not easy for them to just get new skills. You know, it's if you're a driver or whatever for Uber or any other type of thing that's going to be automated, that's where the unfortunate part really kicks in for me. It's just seeing that, you know, it's not just the educated people who are going to be losing jobs. It's the ones that we really need to, who need to learn new skills now.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, it reminds me of the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Well, the one that no one else, that no one likes with Johnny Depp. I actually did kind of like it. But, you know, Charlie's dad loses his job at the toothpaste factory and is replaced by robots. Only in the end does he get rehired to fix the robots that keep breaking. But that's like one job. So I don't really know how we're going to combat this whole thing. I don't know.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of these jobs that would be that they would be getting rid of are jobs that people, you know, have for 30 years. These are jobs that people stay at for a really long time. And then, I mean, we all know that as you get older and technology changes, it just becomes harder to learn it because it's harder to adapt to different things. And so it's, what do you do if you've worked the same job for that many years? I mean, I think of my father, he works maintenance at BWI Airport. And so I don't think a robot's going to come and take his job. And he has plenty of other skills, I think. But, you know, if he had to go out and find something else because his job just vanished after working there for 45 years, then what do you do? I mean, what a horrible reality to have to face, especially when you're possibly nearing retirement age.
Yeah. Well, I think that type of job might be vulnerable in the future to automation. I mean, on my boyfriend's family, on their side, they have a lot of people who work for FedEx and who have worked for FedEx for years. And that's another thing that makes me think of, well, we have drones delivering for Amazon now. So if you're a delivery driver, what happens to your job too? So it affects so many people that we, you know, technology's great, but I don't know the answer to this. It's a tough one.
Yeah, and Jen, as someone who works or who runs a small business, I kind of wonder what your feelings are on this real quick, because I feel like we're always talking about, you know, people being unemployed and needing to hire people, but this is kind of nice for businesses and small businesses because they can pay less for automated work than for people.
I think that's true. I mean, just coming from my background, running a small business, my dad is even against voicemail. He definitely likes the human touch. He goes crazy and think about it. We all call now. We call it when we have to call businesses. It's like we're just used to being thrown into this automated sphere. And so my dad's always like, no, the personal touch. I think this where it hits worse, and you hit it on the head, Kara, is with people who are at the end of their career, who will be replaced by these robots and who won't be able to get back into the workforce. And then undereducated workers who may be at fast food places and McDonald's doesn't want to pay $15 an hour, so they replace you with the robot. Interesting stuff. Let us know what you think on Twitter at DJV Show. It's 50 minutes past the hour.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Techie sounding music, memes, but it is time for our Super Tech Report. That's right. Victoria Keelan takes us through the top stories of the week when it comes to technology. And Victoria, there have been a lot of biggies this week, actually. So take us through what has been trending most on Twitter.
Well,
social media. I'm not trying to single Twitter out. Go ahead.
Well, do you want to go through our top five for the week?
Yeah, let's do it for the week. I mean, these are the top five stories of the week, the biggest stories of what's been trending. So let's start with number five, Mark Zuckerberg, right?
Mark Zuckerberg, he debuted a new video this week, which people have been waiting for. He had promised by the end of 2016 that he would have an AI home robot, an AI being artificial intelligence, and similar to the Amazon Echo and Alexa and all the home assistants and Google Home. So now he developed his own with an app, and his is called Jarvis. And for Iron Man fans, you'll recognize the Jarvis name. It's named after the Iron Man AI butler. And so Jarvis is voiced by Morgan Freeman. Of course, when you're Mark Zuckerberg, you can get Morgan Freeman to do whatever you want.
Voiceover work for you. Perfect.
Yeah. So he introduced the video this week with his wife and his daughter. It's a super cute video. It has probably 30 million views at this point. And it basically just runs through some of the highlights of what Jarvis can do. The thing that we really want to know is, when is Jarvis going to be available to the public? We do not know yet. So
when will Mark share Jarvis with the
exactly.
world? Come on. Come on, Mark Zuckerberg.
TBD.
All right, number four, LinkedIn. Hacked again, huh?
Oh, LinkedIn's had a rough year. LinkedIn owns a company called Lynda.com, which is a learning platform. It's a really useful website. I've tinkered around with it a little bit. You can learn online skills like computer coding and language skills and things like that. They got hacked, unfortunately, earlier this week. 9.5 million accounts were compromised, and the hacker apparently accessed learner data information like names, email addresses, and the type of things that you were doing on the website. So if you use lynda.com, change your password. Don't wait for them to tell you to do it. And always use a different password for every website. I cannot say that enough. I tell my mom this all the time. She doesn't listen. Password one does not work for everything anymore.
All right, number three, your Facebook news feed is getting more colorful.
This is just for Android users so far. iOS will roll out soon. You'll now be able to, when you post something on Facebook, you can change the color of the background of your post. So it's going to, your news feed will start to look, yeah, it's a simple little thing, but it's cute, and you'll start to see more colors on Facebook.
Reminds me of MySpace, when we used to all have those profiles that we could customize and give them different color backgrounds.
Yeah, and you remember when MySpace, like, came back? In the late,
yeah,
in the, like 10 years ago, or yep, maybe not even 10 years ago, but then it went away again.
All right, you can follow, don't forget, these are the top five biggest tech stories of the week, and you can follow us all on Twitter. Use the hashtag Tech Talk if you have any technology questions, at DJ V Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen. All right, number two this week is fubbing. Ruining your relationship? What the heck is fubbing?
Well, fubbing is phone snubbing. And this is becoming a big problem in relationships in America. And there's a new study that came out earlier this week from the National Opinion Research Center. 60% of people in relationships now say that they're not satisfied. And, of course, there are the main culprits, money problems, bad sex, having kids, distractions, things like that. And now the smartphone is listed equally amongst to those big problems in relationships. So phone snubbing, if you've ever gone out to dinner or tried to get your partner to put the phone down, that's exactly what this is. And it's becoming a bigger and bigger problem. And there are couples therapists now who are focusing solely on digital detoxing just because
of
this.
I think it's a good thing. I mean, you see people who are out to dinner and never even look at each other. All right, and the number biggest tech story of the week are the most searched how-to questions for Google in 2016.
Yeah, Google always releases these fun lists at the end of the year. Who searched what celebrity was most searched. These are the biggest how-to questions. And not surprisingly, four out of the 10 were Pokemon Go related. So the number one thing was how to play Pokemon Go. And then how to catch one, how to battle one. And then there's some other weird things of Snapchat filters, how to make slime, how to play Powerball. Then there's, of course, the election.
How to
register
slime.
To vote. Yeah, I know, right? Apparently there was an Instagram meme about that. And then how to vote early, how to register to vote, a lot of election stuff. 22 million Americans had already voted a week before the election this year.
Wow. How to vote early and often. All right, great stuff. Follow the hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Tech Talk. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria at 59 past the hour.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.